When we go for urine, if we use just toilet paper, can we clean our mouth?
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us the adab when we go to toilet, and for us men, because many of us have problem, open Bulughul Maram, Hafiz ibn Hajar's great work, he said, إِذَا بَالَ أَحَدُكُمْ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا بَالَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَنْثُرْ ذَكَرَهُ صَلَاةً, that when any one of you go and urinate, then take your hand, meaning your left hand, and rub it 3 times. Many a time people, they have problem with urine and all that, then they complain that they feel waswasa, because today we have no time to go to toilet also. So you must remember this. So to use water, you must use water. Allah Ta'ala praised the people of Quba, فِيهِ رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَيَّةَ تَطَهَّرُوا. In Quba there were men that they cleansed themselves thoroughly, and when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, what were you doing? So they said, we used to use water. So in this day and age, that if water is there, you must use it and should use it. Yeah, you are traveling and in some place there you are stuck up and now there's no water, nothing there. Then you just take tissue, toilet paper or whatever, clean yourself properly, and you sure no drops come out because no water, then it's fine, you read namaz. But wherever you get the nearest place, then it is Sahaba's time, if you use stone, so that is why we can say it's permissible if there's no water. But if water is available, you must use water.
Some scholars are of the opinion that the battle of Hind, as mentioned in the hadith, has already taken place. If not against the British Empire, then certainly during the days of Humayun and the Shahs of India against the native non-Muslims. What do you think of this opinion? Is the event yet to come?
Nabi alayhi salatu salam's one miracle was Uti to Jawami al-Kalim, that I have been given words that are very, very brief, concise, the meaning are encyclopedic. So nowhere in the Quran or Hadith it comes that if the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something, then we say it is only for this time or this place here. Al-ibratu li-umumul al-alfaz, la li-khusus al-sabab, la li-khusus al-mawrid. When words are mentioned in Quran or Hadith, it's not confined to that incident or that there. So open Sunan Nasai, you will find the Hadith there of Qital and fighting of India and Hind. In Sunan Nasai is there. So why should we confine it to one time? So say all are applicable, inshallah, and whosoever fought, innama tub'athuna ala niyatikum, that whoever got martyred, Allah will elevate them according to their intentions.
More and more people seem to attend Salah, especially Jummah, in short sleeve tops, t-shirts, and also without topi. Can you please explain what is permissible and what is not? Also garments with logos and eyes on.
Brothers, I just give you one Quranic verse and it will answer everything. Yesterday also I mentioned it. The people, I give you the Sababun Nuzul. Sababun Nuzul means the background, the reason why the verse was revealed. You see, I told you yesterday, human logic. The Meccans, the polytheists, the kuffar of that time, they used to say, we commit sin in these clothes here. We commit sin in these clothes. So when they should go to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, daytime, the men, totally naked, stark naked, in their birthday suit, they would make tawaf around the Baytullah. The woman would come, totally, totally naked, nighttime, and they would make tawaf. What is your reasoning? He said, no, in this sin, in this clothes here, we committed sin, so therefore we can't make tawaf like that. So take all the clothes out, pack it one side, and make tawaf naked. وَإِذَا فَأَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. So the whole verse carries on. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. Allah does not command all this lewd and obscene things. Then Allah speaks for us. يَا بَنِي آدَمَ. O you children of Adam alayhi salam. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ إِنَّ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Take your zina. Not zina, zina. Zina is a fornication, adultery. Zina, therefore I'm pulling it, prolonging. Zina, take your clothing of adornment and of beautification. In the kulli masjid, that for every masjid when you go, you need to wear respectful clothes, because that is, you are having a dialogue and you are speaking to Almighty Allah. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Quran says other place. And the garments of taqwa, that is the best. So if you are really going to change and speak of respect and love, then remember this is what is required of us. We're not going to a sports match. We're not going to meet our coach. We're not going to meet our trainer. Just come there and you know, perspiring and somebody some diamonds from his nose also. So, you can't do all this kind of thing. But the salat is done.
Inspector Hazrat Mufti Sahib, what is the Shari'i ruling on the smoking of hookah?
I give you three verses from the Quran, whether it's smoking, cigarette, hookah, all these things here. So, Quran says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The people who squander wealth, they are the brothers of shaitan. No person in his right mind today can tell you to smoke or hookah, there's some great benefit in it. If a person is sickly or something, we're not speaking about that. Some ulama, they wrote, Ala sabili tadawi, for medication purposes, they drink hookah, they smoke that hookah. That is different. I'm speaking normal circumstances. So it is squandering of wealth, and people who squander wealth is what? Is our brothers of shaitan, Quran says. Quran says, Kulu washrabu, eat and drink, wala tusrifu, and don't waste. This is 100% wasting. Quran speaks about people who cause harm to themselves, they cause harm to the believers. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. People who smoke, I myself, I think in London it happened. Yeah, in London it happened. The person came, we were invited for supper, he sat next to me, pull out his cigarette. So I just did this, I think, brother, just switch it off. So I told him, in fact, you know, sometimes you have to tell people in a joke. I told him, switch your agarbati off, please. And this thing here. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Those who cause harm to the believing men, believing women. بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا. You're causing harm to yourself, you're causing harm to society. Without justification, فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. So you are carrying a major, major sin, Quran says. Therefore, the Arab ulama, they say, التدخين حرام is حرام. The vast majority of scholars, we say it is makruh tahrimi. So there's no way that this is acceptable, brothers. We need to understand. You take this youngster, peer pressure. I told you just now about Muhammad Roti. You see the youngster, he's taking out. He's making something. It's just that he wants to show I'm somebody. Understand that? There's nothing. But he wants to show I can also smoke what you do.
Inspector Hazrat Mufti Sahib, could you please advise regarding the standing posture in Salah? Must the toes be on the line of the musalla or the heel of the feet?
Towards the end of the day, we must remember Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَتُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفَكُمْ أَوْ لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ أَوْ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ. Both hadiths come. Straighten yourselves, otherwise Allah will cause disunity in your hearts, or Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring problems in our faces, meaning disunity in our bodies and whatever. So it means that we have to straighten the serfs. So if you want the easy way, this is the fuqaha, the jurists have written. So if there's a line there, you just put your heels there. I wear size 11 shoes, you wear size 7 shoes. So if me and you both going to put our toes there, so my toe, your toe won't be 100% same. The stuff will go crooked. You can try it and see. Put 10 people with different sizes and you, but put the heels and you go with the shoulder, you will see your stuff will become straight also. So that is a very easy way of doing it.
Inspector Mufti Sahib, we would like to know that the technology we experience, like aeroplanes, automobiles, cell phones, nitrogen bombs, B-52 jet planes, etc., etc., will still be there when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam appears. The mankind at that time will be riding on horses, camels, mules, donkeys, etc.
Today Maulana took me here to your National Space, what? National Space what? National Space Center. So I told the brothers to continue with the list, you know. There's. Sometimes the people ask, are aeroplanes and rockets and all mentioned in the Quran? We say yes. Say where? We say Allah speaks about horses, donkeys and mules. وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَةً. Allah speaks of horses, donkeys and mules that are means of conveyance, are means of beauty. You know your royal family, the royal procession. And the same time after that Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah will keep on creating that which you know not. If Allah could tell them that time was plains and rock is what they should understand. We understand after 100 years will be something else. But the time will come when this human being will progress and everything will go against them also, boomerang against them. They built a boat, a ship, what they call it? Titanic. And what they said? The ship can never sink. While it was sinking, the people couldn't believe it was sinking. They sent the rocket. What they call the rocket? Challenger. Who you want to challenge? Who you want to challenge? So it just went a few minutes, few seconds, bang, bang, finishing plan. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla shows us. So according to the hadith I quoted, you go open Musnad Ahmad and all this, you will find it. That when Ya'juj, Ma'juj come, they will have bow and arrow. And they will say, قَتَلْنَا مَنْ فِي سَمَا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, we killed in the earth. So now they will take it and shoot the arrow up, the arrow will come back, and it will be مَخْدُوبٌ بِالْدِمَاعِ. It will be filled with blood. They will say, we kill Allah also, Allah forbid. So this thing here. Yeah. So we must remember from that hadith, we can deduce that it will be nuclear free, and without United Nations resolution.
His nikah valid if parents force the girl to be married to a boy of their choice. The girl's choice is elsewhere, who is also a Muslim.
If the girl is aqila baligha, she is mature and she's sane, and now the parents impose upon her, you Betty Fatima, you must get married to Zaid, and she does not give consent, she did not give that consent. So remember that nikah is null and void, is not valid. The nikah is null and void, is not valid. If she is aqila baligha, if she is sane and mature, Islam has protected the right of the woman. This is Islam. I gave the ladies a talk, let me give you this also. I gave the ladies a talk today. I said the role of woman or the rank of woman. I said these people outside, when you interact with them, one objection they will bring. I gave them few objections and good answers so they can use it. I said when you go outside they will tell you Islam, terrible religion. Bad. For women, unfair, chauvinistic. Say why? They say when the husband, a person died, got brother and sister, brother get 20,000 and sister get 10,000. Where is the justice in Islam? Where is the justice in Islam? No justice. So it seems very good objection. How are you going to answer them? So you tell them that it is Zawil Furuz. So Zawil Furuz means that they are Quranic heirs. They are heirs mentioned in the Quran. They are heirs mentioned in the Sunnah. So there are 12 heirs. How many heirs? 12. That are Zawil Furuz. 8 of them are women. And 4 are men. How many are women?
8.
And how many men?
4.
Who Allah is giving double and who Allah is giving single? You got the answer? A nation, a people who shouldn't get 1 cent. Allah made 8 of them Quranic heirs, Sunnah heirs. Made a share for them, specified a share. And for men only 4. One answer. Second answer, my daughter is born. From the day she is born till the day she gets married, I have to pay everything, her expenses. So she gets married now to brother Abu Bakr, so from that day she gets married till death, so Abu Bakr must pay for everything. From death, from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle till the grave, the woman don't have to pay for anything. So what they do? Collecting, collecting, collecting all the time. How come you didn't say that? So when people object on Islam, they must not object selectively. Study it holistically.
Do we have to face the qibla when dua is made for janazah at the qabristan?
Nabi alayhi salatu salam, he mentioned Abu Dawood, he mentioned in other hadith kitabs also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا صَلَّيْتُمْ عَلَى الْجَنَازَةِ فَأَخْلِسُوا لَهُ الدُّعَى. That when you are about to read the salatul janazah, then you must make dua. So that dua there is in the Salatul Janazah, you make dua that you must face the Qibla because it is in Salat. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam buried the Sahabi, then he told Sahaba, Salullaha at Tathbeet, ask Allah, you must keep him steadfast. فَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يُسْأَلْ, because now he's being questioned. So that time any portion you can be facing right, left, anywhere. So what dua you must make? Allahumma thabbithu. Oh Allah, keep him steadfast. Let him answer properly, oh Allah. So that any direction you can be at that time.
Are you allowed to wear the tie whilst performing salah?
Remember, people say that the tie is a symbol of the crucifix. You know, the Christians in Trinity and all. Mufti Taqi Usmani has said in his fatwa, if you've got his fatwa kitab in English also, he says he made research on that and he didn't find it. I'm not saying now tie is something good. I'm just explaining this portion here. So he says he didn't find it there. So if a person reads salat with tie or he wears tie and all that, the salat will be done. But obviously, in one way or the other, he is resembling the non-Muslims. So we will say it's better that he abstain from that. But the salat would be valid.
Respected Mufti Sahib, what is the mas'ala on using the hair dye for men?
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he told him, غَيِّرُ shape, the grey-grey hair, white-white hair was coming out. So in Islam, for male or female, that if you use dye, it is permissible, but not black dye. So remember, you can't be using black, you use brown, you use other color, it's fine, no problem, for male and for female.
If someone has done magic, can the Amir or Molana tell the name of the person who has done the magic to the patient? And can you break ties with that person?
This is a three-part question. What is the position of people who dabble in witchcraft? The people in Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam's time used to make propaganda. They said Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, all this kingdom he got, he is controlling the jinnat and the ants and the wind, all with jadu, with magic and sorcery. Allah answered, Allah didn't say, wa ma sahara Sulaiman. What Allah said? Wa ma kafara Sulaiman. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam did not make kufr. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Dar al-Hijrah, one of the greatest scholars of his time, he said, any person who dabbles in witchcraft, he learns it, he teaches it, he goes into jadu, he's out of the fold of Islam, he's kafir, finished, nikah broken, not buried in Muslim graves. Understand the sin, brothers. We must understand the sin, therefore I'm mentioning this. Majority of the scholars don't say that he becomes a non-Muslim. Imam Malik says that, so that's one issue. Second issue is, now you go to Mr. Amil, Mr. ABC, XYZ, and he says, yes, this was done, and I'll give you the name. It's not jais for him to give the name. Why is not jais for him to give the name? Because most to most, whatever he applied the ilaj, all that is dhanni. Dhanni means it is maybe, most probably, this, that. It's not qat'i. It's not something definite and certain. And what are you going to do? You're going to cause so much tension and conflict on that based on a perception, based on your thinking, not on your conclusive evidence. So therefore in Islam that is not acceptable. If there are proof that a person made jadu on somebody, you found the evidence by somebody's house or something like this, then you sever ties, yes, it is permissible because of that person's doing. But you mustn't sever ties forever. Sever ties till that person still dabbles in witchcraft.
Is it okay to use contact lens?
It's permissible to use contact lenses, however, you see our mothers and sisters sometimes that they want to deceive people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ghashana falaysa minna, people who deceive us are not of us. So one day you look at a woman, she got green eyes, after that brown eyes, after that red eyes, and this and this. So that, not permissible that. Not contact lenses are not permissible, the deception is not permissible. So we must remember that she can't be deceiving people. So yeah, she want to do for her husband then in the bedroom. Her husband tell her, take this color eye, that is different thing. So this is, one day look like this, two days all right. But she come outside and do not for myself.
Respected Mufti Sahib, can you keep a TV in the house just to watch the news?
I don't know if an alim can pass a fatwa of this and say the TV itself, just the box itself is haram. We go to all these airports and everything. When we just enter the airport, first thing what we look for? For the TV. We want to see departures and arrivals and all these things there. So nobody will tell you, you got all the CCTVs in your masjids here and in your houses and all these things. Nobody will say that is. So the content matter is the main thing. But we need to be honest with the house of Almighty Allah that Quran gave a beautiful, best example. What beautiful, best example? يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. They ask you, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, about alcohol and about gambling. So what Quran said? قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. In it there are major sin and there is benefit also. Nobody in his right mind will say that TV got no benefit. It's got benefits. But what are, you put the list, disadvantages and advantages. And remove your blinkers. And remove our bias and prejudice. Every person will agree in this day and age that the harm is much more than the good. The woman and the nakedness, nudity, music and what things you can't even dream about. So all that is being done today and all in the name of progress and in the name of this and whatever. So therefore we would say that if a person is keeping it for all that reasons, obviously it can't be permissible. But the criteria will be the content matter. I didn't even know you all had ours is Channel Islam and here is what? Islamic channel. So yeah, this kind of thing. So it's the content that we have to look at basically. So if the content is acceptable, it's acceptable. If the content is not, then it's not. But ihtiyat and precaution definitely today, because nobody can control it. We were in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, and we were invited for a course on qaza, on becoming judges and all that. So we went to we were 14 ulama, but I was the only one to went for this because of media. There was a Sri Lankan delegation, I told him I want to go with. They went to the TV and they went to the radio. They in Riyadh, very interesting. So because I was just an observer, I couldn't speak. So the Sri Lankan brother asked that the people there, all speaking very good English, and we were guests of the royal family, like that. So that he asked them, he said, you know, today Makkah, Medina, also a lot of funny things are being shown in the film there, right by the Haram Sharif, and you know, all this. So that person said, the director or chief or whatever, he said, say, brother, what is on the ground, we can jam that. What is on the ground? Meaning local programmer. What come from the sky, all the satellites, we can't jam nothing there. So therefore, you see today also a lot of things, they come from the sky, and this, you see, very difficult, and all these things. So we're not the rocket scientists and all these things there. I'm just telling you, I just give you an example of their problem. So our problem in our house, who's there to go and monitor the whole thing there? Today the father, mother are so simple that the child is playing with internet at home, and he's making chat line and this line and all these things there. The father, mother say, my son is studying till 12 o'clock at night. He's making great mutala. He's burning the midnight oil. He's burning some other oil.
The sister is asking, if I have something on my mind, I talk to my husband about it. I talk about other people. Is that still backbiting? Because the only reason I tell him is because he's a part of me. I do not tell anyone else. I feel that I can tell my husband anything and he will not judge me. Please advise.
I like your one sentence. I hope you're listening, sister. You said your husband is a part of you. That was the best part of the question. Because, I told the sisters today, I said, see, you are either a daughter, or either you're a wife, or either you're a mother. You must never, never, ever compromise or be apologetic when it comes to Islam. Remember that. If you don't know the answer, tell them you'll ask the ulama, you'll ask people like that. But don't go and become apologetic. Today, they always want to criticize us people. Say, ah, you Muslims, you come with a story that al-mar'atu khuliqat min dila, that the woman was created from the rib and all this. So I say, it's right. Now see the answer. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Allah says, they, the wives, they are garments for you. And you are garments for them. What garments does, clothing does? It enhances yourself. When you wear your smart outfit, you youngsters, how many times you look in the mirror? Huh? Tomorrow you're getting married. Let me see again. And this. So you want to enhance yourself. I got a huge scar here. I'm normal brother's example here. I got a huge scar here. And so this clothing, it covers the scar. Marriage, it covers one another. Right? Now, the rub story. Husband and wife, when you're in a plane, you experience turbulence. When you're in a ship, you experience the waves. When you're in marriage, there will be vicissitudes, there will be some up and down. So husband, wife, Allah made you of the rib, walk together and conquer the problems. Not wife right in front and husband right at the back and he's running to catch his wife. And not husband right in front and wife right at the back. You husband, wife, team work, you created from my rib, so now from Adam alayhi salam's rib, so you walk together and conquer them. You got the beauty, brothers? So there's no need to apologize. Okay, sister, the answer to your question, if you don't take anybody's name, then it's not a ghiba. You say one person, two people, like that, no problem. You take people's name and you can, something that is derogatory, something bad you are speaking, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the definition of ghiba. And you speak of your brother, sister, something, if they were present, they would dislike. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, it is in him. He said, that is ghiba. If it's not in him and you spoke, then it is buhtan. It is faqad bahattahu. It is an accusation. It's even worse. Last three questions, brothers. What, 23:14? The nice place you put the watch. I can see it nicely here.
Can contraception be used for a man because we have seven children? And what is the best way?
I'm laughing because another reason, Ramadan is coming. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was a giant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allah ma'allimu ta'wil. Oh Allah, teach him the interpretation of the Quran. So someone came to him, Ya Abdullah, when is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr is last 10 days, but when? So Abdullah bin Abbas said, how many skies there are? So he said, seven. So how many earths there are? He said, seven. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mislahun. So how many times you make tawaf? Seven. How many times safa marwa? Seven. So how many times the janin, the fetus in the womb of the mother, human development in Quran and Sunnah, by the book, excellent book by Dr. Abdul Bahr. So in the beginning, verse number 12, 13, 14, Surah Mu'minun, Surah 23, Allah speaks about human development in the womb of the mother, seven stages. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. He told him seven. How many types of food? Seven types of food. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِحَدَائِقَ and all that surah basa wa tuballah. So he said, you got the answer now? He said, yeah, 27 night. So we can add one more. One brother got seven children in Leicester. And this thing here. So understood. So mashallah, you got seven children, all these things here. Then you can use contraceptives, fine. But you don't use contraceptive with this intention that Allah cannot give risk. You use with this that now your wife is going to weak. Your wife cannot bear giving birth to children. Contraceptives in Islam is permissible in particular cases. A child, children, one child, second child is born abnormal, or the person wants to space out the children because the mother is breastfeeding. So exception to the rule, contraceptives would be permissible, but not as a rule and not on the basis of cost of living, because nahnu narzukukum wa iyyahum. We give you risk and we give them also risk. In time of Sahaba, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Kunna na'zil wal Qur'anu yanzil. We used to make azal. You know azal? Coitus interruptus. You don't know azal, you don't know coitus interruptus. So it means that to withdraw before ejaculation. So that is called azal. So that's free of charge they should do Sahabas, no contraceptive. So contraceptive we apply that. It is permissible in specific cases, not as a general rule.
This is the last and the final question. Are Muslim women allowed to drive, especially those that are in hijab?
In time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam spoke about the virtues of the Qurayshi woman, and one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Rakibna al-Ibil, open Bukhari, Bukhari's hadith this. So they used to ride the camel, so they should go on the camel, it means, so they used to go. The hadith of La'ana Allahu al-Furuj al-Suruj, that Allah's curse is on the lady who are on the saddle, is a very, very weak hadith. Some ulama even said it's mawdu and it's fabricated according to some ulama. So you can't use that hadith here. So if a lady, she drives, so the action of driving, that is nothing wrong. But the distance she goes, that is what you need to remember. And if she goes for 48 miles or more, or she goes, long, then she needs a mahram, a husband, or brother, or son, or somebody. But if she drives in town or something, then it's permissible. But, and this is a big, big but, that is when the need arises. Not the whole day she's painting the town red, making tawaf the whole day, so that is not right. That is wrong. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ And you know our women, most of them, I can't say all, but most of them, the hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ وَيَّ مُتَعَتِّرَةِ The woman, she leaves the home, and then they want to apply all their mascara and cream and perfume and this, a lot of things. فَيَّ قَذَا وَكَذَا إِذَانِيَا Hadith. Nabi Tirmidhi hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman, she goes out and she got all the best of perfume and all these things. So she is, it is not, it's not she committed adultery, but it's like a woman who is committing that. So we need to understand, so as a need, where the need arises, she drives, that's fine. But that does not give license that the whole day it is driving and driving. No, that's not acceptable. The crime is not the driving. The crime would be the coming out without need. So we must understand the difference.